Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tim Tebow. Hey, Tim, Tinky and Tierney, how you doing today, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing awesome. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to get a chance to rap with you for a little bit about the sport of football. But before we go there, you know, obvious, you know, listen, we were amazed that, you know, I mean, I don't know how you hit any of these balls over the fence. You know, not playing baseball for well over a decade. You showed some opposite field power, as I said. Obviously a weird year with COVID, no minor league baseball. Just for the record, so we all know what you're thinking, you're not officially done with baseball yet, are you? You going to go back to Mets camp or no?
I mean, gosh, I hope not. I mean, it has been, you know, I guess disappointing and a little bit frustrating. But on the grand scheme, compared to what a lot of people have had to go through for the last 8 months, it's nothing. And so we all have disappointments, and it definitely was disappointing. But I think it's important to keep everything in a perspective. And so while it was frustrating, it's important. There's a lot of people that are having to go through a lot more than that right now.
That's crazy, though, man. I'm sitting there watching a World Series. I'm saying, when I knew we had you on the show, I don't know. Tim's got a good seat in the Adelaide. I don't know if everybody's throwing 100 miles an hour these days, Tim. Everybody.
I'll tell you what, I know. I was sitting there watching that, too, and I was like, well, how many lefties are in the bullpen, man? Come on. Like, back in the day, it was like, you know, you would see a couple of them. Now it's everybody's, you know, feels like they got five lefties in the pen and they're all throwing above 95. That doesn't seem fair anymore.
Yeah, they're making athletes a little bit better these days, Tim. Hey, Tim, I know you just jumped off of this call with the AFCA and Allstate, and you had a conversation with Trajan Butler from Stanford and Teton Saltz from New Mexico. This is their Good Works team, and you were an honoree back in 2009. And that just ended a live broadcast on your Instagram handle. How did that go? Because I think it's a great award. It's a great honor. It's one of the, you know, sports awards that sometimes people don't see, but it's maybe one of the most important because it's about mentorship. Tell us how it went.
It was awesome. Honestly, you know, the Allstate Good Works team is one of my favorite things to talk about because it's about what these young kids do off the field. And so many times, so many of them get praised for what they do on the field. And I love that. I believe in that too. But we have to make off the field more important than on the field. And what these 22 young men that are part of the team have done is truly changed lives in their community and their families and hospitals, schools, even prisons and around the world on different mission trips. And so I love it because I get to interview, I get to hype them up. We go on service projects together. And it's important because, you know, I want to make the next generation be able to look at these guys and see what they're doing off the field is just as cool as what they're doing on the field. And so it was amazing, you know, interviewing Teton, a young man who serves in different reservations, who serves with medical care, he serves with the needy, he serves in anti-bullying, he serves in suicide hotlines. I mean, it's just like this kid's trying to be a senior offensive lineman, and yet he's doing all of these other things, right? And so it's important to be able to learn how to pull and run someone over. But, man, how much more important is it to, you know, help a kid when they're thinking about committing suicide? And that's worth us celebrating, you know?
Yeah. Listen, but that's why, Tim, that's why you always so effectively and very believably balance football with what's really important. And that's why we've got tremendous respect for you. Talking to Tim Tebow, pardon me, one of the great champions, great competitors. The guy had a motor that never ended, obviously. And Tim is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Tim, let's get to some college football. I'm going to jump all the way across to the middle of the country, Wisconsin. I'm sure you've seen this story with Graham Mertz, who had a great opening game against Illinois, test positive for the coronavirus. Now it looks like his backup, Chase Wolf, has tested positive for the coronavirus. They're going to be on their fourth-string quarterback because Jake Cohn, their starter, had surgery this offseason. This isn't necessarily about Wisconsin and what they're going to do going forward, but can you imagine how this is affecting this team? The Big Ten set out from the early part of the college football season because of the coronavirus. They decide to come back, and immediately it impacts one of the top 10 teams, at least ranking preseason top 10 teams in football. How devastating could this be for Wisconsin and for the Big Ten in general? These kids got to sit out 21 days.
Crazy. I mean, it's absolutely what a crazy story, and especially after this young man just played his first game, and it was the game of his life. Other quarterbacks dream of having a game like that. He did it on day one. And so, honestly, I feel bad for Graham. I feel bad for Wisconsin. It will be intriguing to see. I haven't been able to see everything with the story, so I don't know if he could possibly get three negative tests like Nick Saban did and be able to bounce back. I'm not sure all the rules in the Big Ten. I have heard of other people testing positive, and they've gotten tested multiple times afterwards, and it was a false positive. So I'm intrigued to see if that's a possibility. But I hurt for this kid. He's worked so hard. I hurt for their team. And honestly, you just think about how hard it is for those coaches right now trying to balance. I mean, how are they going to adjust? Who are they going to get ready for as their backup now? But this is a little bit of what coaches are going through all over the place. You know, Florida's dealing with, I think, 25 or 26 cases right now.
Wow.
And had a game suspended and pushed back. So there's a lot of places that are trying to figure out. And this is, you know, my encouragement is when I've had the chances to talk to teams is really try to be your brother's keeper genuinely now. Like, look out for one another, encourage each other to be in the right places, social distancing, wear your mask, hand sanitizer, all the little things that right now they need to be big things.
Yep.
And as much as you can, just try to be your brother's keeper and look out for them. And you know, hopefully for Graham and the entire team that they can, I wish them a speedy recovery in their process. And you know, hopefully maybe they even got a false positive. You never know. But, it's worth hoping for.
You know, it's probably almost a waste of time to do this, but let's give it a shot anyway, because there's going to be, unfortunately, Tim, more positive tests that disrupt seasons, prominent players, programs inside the top 10. But right now it's October 27. Let's react to what we've seen and what we know. We know Bama's loaded, even with the injury. We know Clemson's loaded. We know the Buckeyes look loaded again. If we're looking for a fourth team, are your eyes at least willing to shift down to the Bearcats, to Oklahoma State? We saw Georgia. We've seen Notre Dame. I mean, where do you think that fourth team can – I know it's early, but where do you think they could be right now, Tim?
Yeah, being as transparent and honest, I don't think so. I don't think in watching – and I haven't watched every one of Cincinnati's games, but I've watched almost every play of Oklahoma State, and I have not seen necessarily the consistency, the physicality, and the consistency at quarterback. I think both are really good teams, but I think if we're talking number four, I think both of them are deserving to be up there in the rankings, but number four, like when I think about that, I compare them against the Florida, against the Georgia, against, certain teams that you think, wow, how could they match up against Florida's offense? How could they match up against Georgia's defense? And really those are the two teams I would probably balance at four with looking into a couple other around the country, still waiting to see the Pac-12 play.
Yep.
Very impressed with Wisconsin, but I need to see them play someone with real speed and talent. And so really intrigued to see what happens. But I would say, first glance right now, I think it would be they would be on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And, even though they got a great player in Chuba Hubbard and a few others, I still think they're on the outside looking in right now.
And so it sounds like, and I think this is what a lot of people are surmising, that a one-loss SEC squad like Georgia or like your Florida Gators, who have, you know, one of the really good and top-end quarterbacks and Kyle Trask and his tight end, is amazing as well. You know, it looks like a one-loss Florida team or a SEC team might have an edge over these non-traditionals, these group of five squads. And at this point, don't you think they should just tell us the group of five is never going to make it in?
Gosh, I just really hope that if there's a team that's good enough that they get in. And I'm not sure if that's a Cincinnati this year, but I tell you, if there was a playoff, let's say in 2008, when we had the privilege of winning the championship, that Utah team that beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, that Utah team was a fantastic team.
Yeah.
Now they're in the Power Five, but there's different teams along the way that could have been, that maybe had the ability, if there was a playoff before the playoff system, you know, could have been good enough. But I think hopefully soon there'll be a team. And genuinely how I evaluate it is, who are the four best teams at the end of the year? I think this year is one of the hardest to evaluate because you don't have conference versus conference. So it's really going to go down to the eye test. And I hope that they don't look at just what's your record or, you know, what are your wins and losses, or you didn't play enough games. I hope it truly goes down to evaluation of the eye test of truly the four best teams. They put those four best teams. I don't care if they're a group of whatever. Like, if they're the four best teams, put them in and give them a shot to go win a national championship. I hope we find a team that's in. I hope we find a Cincinnati. If Cincinnati can run the table and they get better and better, I want to see more consistency out of them. But if they do, I would give them a shot if I was voting.
Love it. That's what I want to hear. We're talking to Tim Tebow. You mentioned Utah, you know, back in the day, Boise State. You never – listen, I'd like to see that window open as well. But I want to ask you something about Trevor Lawrence. Now, you played for the Jets. Not that the Jets ever used you properly, but you were on the Jets, okay? And since you were there –
I stood on the sidelines for him.
Hey, listen, I'm a Jets fan. I was rooting for you, man. Trust me. But since you were there, Tim, they've only gotten worse. They have the same owner, which means they, for the most part, have the same infrastructure. If you were advising Trevor Lawrence, back in the day, Peyton Manning said, I'm not playing for the Jets, and it worked out great. If Trevor said, Tim, what do you think, man? What would you tell Trevor Lawrence about, you know, he's going first. Should he go to the Jets? Is that a place that could ruin him?
Well,
be honest.
He has to do a lot of. I think he's got to do a lot of evaluation, a lot of prayer, a lot of talking to wise counsel, looking at a good situation and what that might be. You know, it would be hearing from the Jets. What are their plans? How are they going to surround him? I mean, I really am a huge believer that in college, but even more so in the NFL, your success is so much predicated on the system and what's around you, right? When these quarterbacks are in the right system, where the system fits who they are, how they play, how they can compete and how they can succeed, and they put good pieces around them, then guys do good. It's crazy how that happens. But when they go into other places where there's turmoil and chaos and they don't have good players around them, then guess what? They're not as good. And I think there's been so many quarterbacks that had a chance of being good that weren't put in a good system around them, that weren't put in a position to succeed. You know, I think, you know, you look at a bunch of examples around the league right now, but one of them is Kyler. I mean, look at the way that they use him, and he's succeeding so well and putting up great numbers because Cliff Kingsbury, you know, we knew that coming from all of his college days, but he was going to put Kyler in a position to succeed. Now, it took a little while, but now Kyle's flourishing. And they're not doing stuff that the NFL has really ever done.
Yeah.
And doing it so much differently. And so I love that. And so I would really encourage Trevor to find out, how are they going to use you? How are they going to support you? What are those areas that you feel are going to be able to take you to the next level? Because that's based on him. That's not me. And no one else can give him that advice. And so if I was him, I would genuinely try to evaluate everything and look at it with open eyes, because I do think that he will have a because he's so good and he's so talented, and he's a great prospect. he will have leverage.
Yeah. No, you know, it's interesting, Tim, when I think about you, you came into the league 8 to 10 years too early because if you'd come in now, you would have gotten what these quarterbacks are getting, a system that fits the quarterback, not the system that fits the head coach who's or coordinator who's a guru. And I love that. I love the transition of the college game seeping in to the NFL game. You see it every year. Somebody, you know, embraces it. Look at Lamar Jackson. I mean, it makes the NFL actually funner when you have athletes playing quarterback. Tim, we really appreciate you hopping on with us. And again, the All-State Good Works team, I know you've been a big part of this. You were the 2009 honoree yourself. You just hosted with Trajan Butler and Teton Saltz from New Mexico, that big offensive lineman you were talking about. Keep up the good work with mentorship and the importance of being, as you said, actually referring to a question about coronavirus, your brother's keeper and your neighbor's keeper. Good job, Tim. We always appreciate you hopping on with us.
Well, appreciate you guys. Y'all do a great job, and thanks for everything you do. We'll look forward to hopefully talking again soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.